I want to share with you a little experience I've just had of how customer service on the internet is so vitally important. So I used to host my podcast with switchpod.com. Switchpod.com was recently bought out by Libsyn. And so the content of my podcast was moved across from Switchpod to Libsyn and the Libsyn servers. Now, I thought the transition went very smoothly, but I recently discovered a problem, which is that all of my older podcasts had been renamed in some way when they were moved across. So the name on the file server no longer matched the name in the podcast feed and also in my show notes, the result of which my podcast was broken. As you can imagine, I was furious, really unhappy with that, what seemed like a really stupid mistake. So I immediately went onto Twitter and had a bitch and a moan about it. And that's the trouble with the internet. It's so easy, if you don't offer a good service, if you let people down in some way, for your customers to go out there and have a bitch and a moan about you. And potentially they can reach a very large audience with their complaints. One tweet from me goes to over 8,000 people. And if it wasn't for what Libsyn did next, I would have probably blogged and reached even more people. What they did instead was respond quickly to my email. They instantly emailed me back, they apologized, and said they were working on the problem. And within a few minutes, I received another email saying they've decided how they're going to solve the problem, what they're going to do, and then they said that they would get back to me once they were done it. Within an hour after that, they'd done that, done exactly what they'd said, and my service was resumed to normal. Now, that left me actually feeling more positive about Libsyn than I was even before I had the problem. It told me that if I do have a problem, I'll get a quick resolution to it. It made me feel like they were a proactive company that actually cared about me as a customer. So I then tweeted again and said how great they are. And here I am telling you how great they are as well. And maybe I'll even go on to blog about how great they are. That is the power of good customer service, combined with the power of the internet. When it comes to the web, you can make or break your company with good customer service, because it's so easy to spread the message about aftercare service. And that is the tip I want to leave with you. Make sure you provide great customer service online, because people will talk about you whether you do something good or whether you do something bad.